Last week we looked at the two bookends. Chapter 4, verse 1 says we're to stand fast. Verse 13 says I can do all things through Christ. And what we found was to stand fast, we need to have those five inner graces that get us through the Christian life. So, who can remember any of the five graces, inner graces found in this passage from last week before we move on? Brad?
Joy.
Joy was the first one. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Okay, there's one. Anybody else? What's another inner grace that keeps us going as Christians?
Contentment.
That was the last one, right? Verse 11. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So we need joy. We need contentment to get through this Christian life as God wants us to. Yes? Peace. Verse 7, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. So there's three out of five. You're getting there. Claire?
Thankful.
Gratitude. Amen. With thanksgiving, right? And all, can't quote it properly now. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So there's four out of the five. Gratitude, joy, contentment, and peace. And the last one was trust. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. So it just must be a group of fives, because tonight we're going to look at five more things in verses 5 through 8. But tonight we're looking at prayer, because this is a great prayer passage. And we're looking, you know, normally when you look at prayer, you focus on the power of prayer, the power to get answers to prayer, the power to move God to see things. But this passage is more about what prayer does for us, what it does for our spiritual lives. Prayer isn't just about getting things, is it? Prayer is spending time with God. And in this passage, we find five things that prayer does for our spiritual lives, for our walk with Jesus Christ. So let's start in verse 5 of Philippians 4. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So that's our passage tonight. I'm going to take my title from verse 7, keep your hearts and minds. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We are grateful for the opportunity to meet midweek and open your word and to pray one for another. We pray now the Holy Spirit would take your word and work miracles in our hearts, Lord, as we think about prayer and how important it is in our Christian walk. So, Lord, we love you and pray you'll be glorified in this time. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. You've often heard that Christian breathing is we breathe in the word and we breathe out prayer. You can't live without those two things, can you? Not as a Christian. You've got to have prayer and you've got to have the word. And this passage is such a beautiful passage showing the importance and the power of prayer in our spiritual walk. So let's walk through these five things that prayer does for us. Number one, verse 5, moderation. The usage of this word is talking more about being gentle, but also about self-control. And the more that we spend time with God, the better we will be at gentleness and self-control. Why? Because those are both fruits of the Spirit. And we will be closer to and more controlled by the Spirit of God, won't we? The Bible says, they that are Christ's, Galatians 5:24, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. And the last one, anybody know? Temperance. Self-control. Moderation. So the first benefit is the more time we spend with God in prayer, the more we'll be able to have a moderated Christian life, which means a more balanced, more gentle, more in control Christian life, because we're going to be more like God. The second thing we see is prayer The more time we spend in prayer, the less anxiety we will have. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. You've heard it before, but that word careful in modern day would be anxious. And to be anxious, like we talked Sunday, is a lack of faith. Anxiety is basically just fear wrapped up in a little package, isn't it? But when we are anxious for nothing, what does it mean? It means that we're 100% trusting God. We're bringing it all to Him, as we will see. Well, yeah, it says in everything. So bring it all to God. And if you bring it all to God, how can you have anxiety? How can you be careful about things if you're giving it all to God anyway? And like we saw Sunday, anxiety is impossible when we're trusting God. You can't have both. David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee, and God, I will praise his word, and God, I put my trust, I will not fear. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. The verse we looked at Sunday, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. Proverbs 16, 20, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. And Proverbs 29, 25, whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. If we're safe, we don't have anxiety. And so the second benefit we see of spending time with God is that we will not have anxiety, because we're giving it all to God, which is what he says in verse 6, in everything. Amen? Everything. We're to bring God everything in prayer. And this part of the prayer here is talking more about worship. And then the second part says, and supplication. So what's the difference between those two? Well, prayer is asking. Supplication is asking. And this initial part of prayer is more worshipful, which both are ingredients in our prayer lives. And does the Bible say that we're to hold on to our burdens? What's it say we're supposed to do with our burdens? Cast. Amen? Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so the second benefit of spending time with God is we won't have anxiety. We won't be fearful. We won't be afraid. We won't have anxiety because we're giving it all to God in prayer. So moderation, no anxiety. What's the third thing? It's one of the integrations from last week, but it says with thanksgiving. The more time we spend in prayer, the more grateful we will be for what God has done for us and who we are in Jesus Christ. With thanksgiving. Look at Colossians 4:2. The prayer and thanksgiving are always to go together as a package. And the more time we spend in prayer, the more grateful we will be for who we are. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. There it is again. Keep praying and do it, what? With thanksgiving. So the more we pray, the more thankful we'll be. And the Bible tells us what to be thankful for, right? Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. Giving thanks for everything. Remember when Jesus healed the 10 lepers? Does Jesus believe in gratitude? Well, he asked the question when only one came back and said, thank you. He said, where are the nine? I just healed them of their leprosy and only one came back to thank me for healing them of one of the worst diseases ever. What was he saying? He was saying, where's the gratitude? So the more time we spend in prayer, the more grateful we'll be. Because we will be spending time with the one who gave us everything, the one who indwells us, the one who empowers us, the one who gives us wisdom, the one who is our friend. And we will be grateful. So moderation is a byproduct of prayer, no anxiety, and gratitude. Then the most well-known one from this passage, of course, is verse 7. And that's peace. Now, this is not peace with God. That's part of salvation, right? We've been reconciled to God. Peace with God happens at salvation through the cross. It's not world peace. That doesn't happen until the Prince of Peace comes and sets up his kingdom. This is talking about an inner peace in our hearts that gets us through no matter what life throws our way. We can have the peace of God, and it's not just any peace of God, verse 7, which passeth all understanding. In other words, we can't even understand this peace. It's that powerful. But where does it come from? It comes from giving everything to God. That's what it says, right? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. If you do that, what will happen? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall what? Keep your hearts and minds. Which is our title. It will keep our hearts and minds. Look at Colossians 3:15, if you would. So the more time we spend in prayer, the more we'll be able to have moderation. We won't have anxiety. The more grateful we will be, and we will have this peace that passes all understanding. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God, the same peace we're talking about here in Philippians 4, let it rule in your hearts. That will keep him in perfect peace, the Bible says, whose mind is stayed on thee. Isaiah 26:3. So, wow, a lot of benefits. Moderation, no anxiety, gratitude, and peace. But what does it say? Keep your hearts and what else? Your minds. Which brings us to verse 8, doesn't it? A fifth benefit of prayer is that our thought life will be more under control. And we all battle with our thought life, don't we? That's just a fact. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and we'll see this. This is one of the main battlefields with the devil, is our thought life. And he uses it against us whenever he can. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every, what, thought. The more we pray, the more this will be possible. To bring our thoughts into captivity, to cast down the wicked imaginations that the devil tries to use against us. The more time we spend with God, the more we'll be able to keep our thought life what it needs to be. And that's why Paul finishes this prayer package by saying, verse 8 of Philippians 4, finally, brethren. So finally, he's wrapping this prayer passage up. Finally, if you will give it all to God, if you'll give him everything, if you will be careful for nothing and do it with thanksgiving, what will happen? Finally, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The devil wants us to think on what? Either sin or unforgiveness or bitterness or people have wronged us or whatever. That's what the devil wants us to focus our thoughts on. But that doesn't; those things don't fit into this list, do they? This list, honest, true, just, pure, lovely, and good report and virtue. That's God's list of what we should be thinking on. So the final and one of the most powerful benefits of having prayer time with our Heavenly Father is our thought life will be more under control. So we will have moderation, no anxiety, gratitude, the peace of God that passes all understanding, and we'll be more able to think on these things. Finally, brethren, these things. Think on these things. Isn't that beautiful? So this is more, again, not about the power of seeing answered prayer, but it's the benefit of praying in our walk. Now, of course, we pray because we're told to pray, and we pray because we do want to ask God to help those that are sick and be a blessing to others and all those things. But we also pray to spend time with our best friend. And the more time we spend with him, the more these things will be true in our lives. Moderation, no anxiety, gratitude, an unexplainable peace, and a thought life under control. How beautiful is that? The more time we spend in prayer, the more God will keep our hearts and minds. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful passage. I pray that, Lord, it would be our desire to spend more time with you, that we might see these things be realities in our walk, that we wouldn't just believe they're true, but we would actually live them, that we would be moderate, that we would have a life of gratitude, and we would see the peace in our hearts and our thought life under control, Lord, and there would be no fear or anxiety. And if any of those things creep in, Lord, may we pray some more that this might be real for us. Thank you so much for teaching us and speaking to us tonight through your precious word. We love you. And